This week on Minnesota Native News, we recognize the 50th anniversary of the historic tribal boycott of businesses in Bemidji, Minnesota. Here is reporter Melissa Townsend.
Bemidji is a small city in northern Minnesota. About 15,000 people live there. It's bordered by three Ojibwe reservations, Red Lake, Leech Lake, and White Earth. Historically, American Indians have reported experiencing widespread discrimination in this region. Kathy Annette grew up on the Red Lake Reservation.
Young men, because they had long hair, these were some of our finest traditional dancers who weren't allowed access to jobs without being told, you will cut your hair. It was being in line at a grocery store and seeing people getting checks cashed. But when you came up as a native, and I experienced this, the manager was called to take a look at this.
The boycott of Bemidji businesses in 1966 really began with two men, Bob Cole,
K-O-H-L,
and Roger Jourdain,
who was tribal chairman at Red Lake at the time.
Anton Troyer and I are going to tell this story. Troyer is a respected author and a professor of Ojibwe at Bemidji State University.
Bob Cole was a radio personality here in Bemidji.
Cole decided to tour homes of local families who were receiving welfare benefits.
And based upon his personal observations, he then gave a series of three radio programs in which he basically went on a racist rant.
I want to warn you here, these are disturbing comments.
So Cole was at a couple of homes at Red Lake. He described them as indescribably filthy. The people are so low on the human scale that it is doubtful they will ever climb upward. Perhaps we should have let nature take her course, let disease and malnutrition disrupt the reproductive process, and weed out those at the very bottom of the heap.
Yeah, disturbing.
That didn't go over too well in Indian country.
To say the least.
Roger Jourdain, who was tribal chairman at Red Lake at the time, took the issue before the tribal council, and they voted to boycott Bemidji. He communicated with other tribal leaders, and pretty soon Leech Lake joined the boycott and eventually White Earth.
This was huge. Anton estimates American Indians were 50% of shoppers in Bemidji, and overnight, they were gone. Cole's broadcast aired on October 24th, 25th, and 26th, and by October 29th, 3 days later, all three tribal nations had blacklisted Bemidji. The tribal governments also threatened to withdraw all their money from Bemidji banks, to the tune of $2 million.
There was an editorial in the Bemidji Pioneer that said this is a deplorable situation and one that cannot be allowed to continue. Bemidji cannot long withstand the harmful effects of a strict boycott. Other people defended Cole. David Umhauer wrote, I hope that those Indians offended by the broadcast do boycott Bemidji. If they do, it will be a cleaner town.
Roger Jourdain was also writing during this time. His niece Jody Bolio read me some of his quotes from the tribal newspaper, the Red Lake Times. These are dated October 28th, 1966.
We will not force ourselves on anybody. We will go where we are wanted, when it is made known to us that we are wanted. And the best proof of that is not only a smile when we come in through the doors, and another smile when the cash register jingles, but some actual hard support in putting an end to this type of vilification and name-calling.
Jourdain wanted to deal with Bob Cole and his public display of vitriolic racism, but he also wanted to get at the historic and systemic racism that kept natives from being treated equitably across the region.
Roger Jourdain said, well, to really make things better, you need to address economic opportunities, and this isn't something that'll happen overnight. A lot of people have a lot of learning to do.
So Bob Cole went to Red Lake to give an apology to the tribal council. And then Cole resigned. A few days later, on November 4th, Bemidji Mayor Howard Menge met with Roger Jourdain to talk about changing the way things worked in Bemidji.
And so they ended up creating an organization called the Community Relations Commission. And this was really the first effort in the Bemidji region to look at some sort of racial reconciliation.
A number of groups in this region are continuing this work for more truth-telling, reconciliation, and racial justice. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.